Study, Housing Unaffordable for Record Half of Renters in President Joe Biden's America. By Amy Furr on January 25, 2024. Researchers say that in 2022, a record half of people in the United States renting a place to live used a massive chunk of their income for rent and utilities. In its article, published Thursday, NPR cited a recent report from the Joint Center for Housing Studies of Harvard University regarding the desperate situation that is hurting people across the nation. The center's report found that in 2022, as rents spiked during the COVID-19 pandemic, a record half of U.S. renters paid more than 30% of their income for rent and utilities. Nearly half of those people were severely cost-burdened, paying more than 50% of their income, the NPR article continued. We actually saw increases across every single income category that we look at, which sort of surprised us, says Whitney Ergood-Olbricki, a senior research associate with the center and the report's lead author. Since 2019, the biggest jump in unaffordability was for households making $30,000 to $74,999 a year. Even among those working full-time, a third of all renters were still cost-burdened. In July, a report found the flood of legal and illegal migrants is inflating costs Americans must pay to have a roof over their heads. It is important to note that since January 2021, President Joe Biden has admitted roughly 8 million migrants into the United States, about one migrant for every American birth during the same period, according to Breitbart News. Exclusive, large group of migrants from many nations cross border into Arizona. In 2022, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, welcomed more economic migrants into her district, where residents are forced to earn approximately $50 an hour to earn rent for a two-bedroom apartment, the outlet reported. Readers can find more articles about immigration and housing by clicking here. While the cost of housing remains a burden, people are also having difficulties putting food on the table in Biden's economy. In September, data from the Department of Labor showed household budgets were struggling under rising grocery prices for the second consecutive month, Breitbart News reported at the time. Food prices have been on an almost relentless rise since Biden took office, with food inflation becoming a constant feature of the American economy after nearly a decade of mostly stable prices, the outlet reported. Prices for groceries have been up on a monthly basis in all but 3 months of Biden's presidency.